Should Keith and Kent DeSorbo win the Kentucky Derby with Exaggerator, they would become the first brother-jockey-trainer combination to ever accomplish that feat. The DeSorbo brothers have come a long way from their Maurice, Louisiana roots, as Kent explains.
Thinking back to Keith and I in 4-H Club competing with show horses, that was in Maurice, Louisiana, and now we're here on the stage in front of the world to win the Kentucky Derby is truly hard to explain. Pretty crazy.
Like most brothers, there were fights and fun.
We were typical kids growing up, trying to not say the same old cliches that most people do about brotherhood, but we were typical kids, fought and had fun together, played a lot of basketball, believe it or not, but typical brothers.
I wanted to do everything he was doing, and he was constantly trying to get rid of me. That's how we grew up.
Winning the Kentucky Derby for Keith is something 3-time winner Kent would love to do.
It would be incredible if I could accomplish this feat for him. It would be surreal. There are no words, really. I mean, you're asking me to explain something that people are going to know emotionally is one of those things like when somebody is born and when a baby's born. I mean, it's going to be like that.
Keith says each brother has a distinct role in the success of Exaggerator.
Our roles in the preparation of the horse are very unique. And to make it as simple as possible, his job is in 2 minutes. His expertise lies in that 2 minutes of the race. He's the driver. I'm the head of the garage, and it takes 2 years to prepare that horse. So 2 minutes, 2 years. We can't be any further apart in our roles. It's kind of hard to compare.
Exaggerator's Santa Anita victory was indeed a team effort.
It was a powerhouse win, but most of that power is as a result of the pace being way too fast. That's mainly what the Santa Anita Derby was about, along with the fact that he obviously likes the off-going. But I think even if that would have been a dry track, he would have looked the same way with that judge of pace. It was a ditto performance of Texas Red and the Juvenile. Another great judge of pace by Kent.
Whether it's on the racetrack or back at home, they are always the DeSorbo brothers.
I don't know why this question comes up, but they ask if we hang out together. I'm like, I try to be nice, but no. He's a hot wire, and I'm a, I don't know. How would I describe myself? Laid back. Laid back, hot wire.
Well, for me, he's my philosopher, so I always pick on him and call him the philosopher because he's always got information for me on how to be a better man. So he's my big brother. That's what he is.